The Winter Crown by Elizabeth Chadwick.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Westminster Abbey, London, December 1154. At the precise moment Theobald, Archbishop of Canterbury, placed the golden weight of a crown on Eleanor's brow, the child in her womb gave a vigorous kick that resonated throughout her body. Clear winter light rayed from the abbey's Romanesque windows to illuminate the confessor's tomb in the sacrarium and cast pale radiance upon the dais where Eleanor sat beside her husband, the newly anointed King Henry II of England. Henry gripped the jewelled orb and the sword of sovereignty with confident possession. His mouth was a firm, straight line, and his grey gaze purposeful. In the mingling of gloom and light, his beard glinted copper red, and he exuded all the glow and vigour of his 21 years. He was already Duke of Normandy, Count of Anjou, and consort Duke of Aquitaine, and had been a force to be reckoned with ever since leading his first battle campaign at the age of 14. The Archbishop stepped to one side, and Eleanor felt the full focus of the congregation strike her with the intensity of a fixed beam of light. Every bishop, magnate, and English baron was gathered here to bear witness, to pay homage, and to usher in an era.